Our next question is from Sandy in Wisconsin. And Sandy says, what if someone enters your property without permission, gets into the horse pasture, and is injured? What is your liability as the property and horse owner?
So that is a really excellent question. So, and I love this question because it's kind of a law school exam type of question. So let's say that Sandy just has her personal horses on her property. Well, you've got somebody who's a trespasser. There would have to be something in particular about Sandy's property to make it what's called an attractive nuisance. And what that means is things that typically draw trespassers. And some other examples are swimming pools. That's why your insurance company, if you have a swimming pool, requires you to have a fence around it and a locked gate, because you could be potentially liable if someone trespasses on your property and drowns in your swimming pool. So it's not out of the question to say that you might have potential liability. Let's say that your horse farm is located next to a daycare center, and you have fences that children can easily penetrate, and children are, of course, attracted to horses, which isn't a bad thing. But let's say, that situation happens, I think you might have some potential liability there, or at least you might have to engage in a lawsuit to find out whether you have liability, which is, of course, always a losing proposition. Once you've been sued, you're going to have to pay, or your insurer is. It's just a question of whether you're going to pay your lawyer, whether you're going to pay the other guy, or both, and when. So I would say that if you have concerns about people trespassing on your property, the single best thing that you can do is put up electric fencing and make sure it's appropriately signed, that it's hot. That most people will not mess with electric fences. They make great neighbors.
So I have talked to insurance or an insurance agent who talked about mitigating risk, and she recommended the horse safe fences plus gates on the property to keep people from being able to enter. Are those the kind of things that can help you defend against those kind of lawsuits if you have taken those measures to make your property more secure? Rather than having, an open fence that a child can crawl through.
Yeah, I think that's right, that you want to make your property look unattractive to people who might just sort of stroll onto it. And, it has the side bonus of making sure that your horses are contained, that if you have horses on your property and they get loose, and let's say they run out on the road and somebody hits them with a vehicle, you could be liable to the people involved in the accident. So, it's good to have good fences and good gates to both keep the horses in and keep people out.
Yeah, my gate has definitely saved me in the middle of the night when the horses have busted out so and have been contained on my property. So it's always easier to catch a horse that's on your property and not running down the road. And we do in my neighborhood, I have caught other people's horses, not my own, but it does seem to happen.